Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Smith moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Kell moves to third. Marshall moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan fires to first and picks off Rosen. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-1 in the game. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane fields the ball and throws to Keegan covering. Safe. Strickland moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Keegan. Strickland scores. Hegan moves to third. Feller moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fane hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Regalado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 2 in the game. Regalado hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Doby reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen is walked intentionally. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-3 in the game. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Keegan bunts towards first. Rosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Bob Feller. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.